I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is David.
I'm Zach.
And we are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. Coming at you live. From parts unknown, just like the Midnight Rider.
Currently, maybe still in Thailand? Unsure. Maybe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, welcome to 2020. How does it feel?
Do you feel like you're ready to end season two of Enterprise and move into season three with us?
Yeah. I feel often that when I get a hard-on, if the phone rings, I lose it. This is what we were laughing about prior to the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
You can find us on every major podcasting platform, including Spotify and iTunes.
I've gone limp, man. I think the phone rang.
Nah, I'm kidding. I can keep it going.
Yeah, every major podcasting platform.
Yep. And you can email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. You can donate to us at patreon.com/thestarcompanion. We love our donators. We give them shout outs. And we also give people shout outs for emailing us. I know a lot of people probably think out there, they think, you know, we're really smart, handsome, funny fellas.
Yeah, some people think that.
And they probably think that
they're wrong.
Well, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, they probably think that as such, we get a lot of emails, but we don't, and we want to get more.
Yeah, we do.
I want to hire a unpaid intern to read those emails to me, preferably young,
just
single.
My dog.
Yeah. Like, Abe. Yeah, your dog. I'll hire your dog as our intern.
You can make the check payable to me, though.
Well, it's unpaid. Unpaid intern.
Can I have her credits?
Yeah. You can have her Darsex or whatever.
Or whatever they were
called last episode.
So, dude.
Yo.
We've hit it. We've begun the Zindi arc. I gotta tell you, while we were watching it, there were so many moments where I was like, should we just watch the next one and do a double episode? But I figured it would be best to separate them.
Yeah, we'll stop off here and then we'll continue in the new year. Mm-hmm. But as Zach alluded to, we are at the end of season two of Star Trek Enterprise, episode 26, The Expanse.
Ooh.
Stardate.
04242155.3.
And we have reached a pretty important piece of the series.
It's the beginning. The show completely changes.
Interesting. So is this kind of like a...
They're no longer explorers, David. They're out for kicking ass and taking names.
Is this kind of like...
They killed Tripp's sister, son.
Yeah, that's unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
Into the mall.
Chick-fil-A, someplace in the mall.
Is this like what?
Is this like a Voyager type thing?
Sure. Or Deep Space Nine, you know, like where they continue it, you know?
But Voyager is like where they get
They get trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
deep in the Delta Quadrant.
Right. So this is like a mission just out to one place, and then they're going to see all the worlds and peoples of this area, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Things will tie in, and then there'll be one-off episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some, like, oh, no. Oh, my God, it's that lost Vulcan ship. And you look at them, and it's like, oh, no, they're evil now. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or kind of like those. There will be Monster of the Week episodes, but they're going to be in the Delphic Expanse.
Okay.
From here until the end.
Oh, okay.
Of this season.
They're not going back to Federation space then?
No, not for this next season, for the most part. Interesting. If I remember right. Yeah. And then the season following probably has a lot to do with something about some, like, loose conglomerate of peoples in the galaxy.
The beginning of a confederacy of some sort?
Some sort of confederacy. I just, you know, where's Combs, man?
We haven't seen him in a while.
Where's Jeff?
Where's Jeffrey Combs? We start out today's episode with a very sinister plot. We see the Earth, and outside the Earth, something emerges out of a wormhole, an orb-like item, and this orb begins cutting a giant laser swath through the beautiful state of Florida.
Super beautiful. It's so beautiful if you're a fan living in Florida. It's the best state.
Yeah. And they also get, they finally separate Cuba from Haiti. I've been waiting for that for hundreds of years.
And then they slice on through
to the
Venezuela.
Other side.
Yeah.
They get Venezuela.
And miraculously, 7 million people die.
Good.
Which is a shitload of people.
That is a lot of people.
Based on that little swath, I thought it was a little much.
Yeah.
I could have bought 1 million.
Yeah, they're all retirees.
Thanks for listening, retirees of Florida. We really hope that doesn't happen to you guys.
Yeah, no, definitely
no,
not.
Your
state is full of probably some of the smartest people I've ever met.
What?
So, meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
Back on board the Enterprise, everybody's kind of confused. All the senior officers are gathered in the mess hall. And surprisingly, not a single mention of Chef.
Where's Chef?
They're like, what?
So I got my job, his hold, boom.
They're like, what's going on? Dad convened us all here. What's going on? Someone's like, he's been talking to Admiral Forrest, like a bunch.
A lot. And Dad wants to talk to us.
And so Dad finally comes in. He says, Florida's been destroyed. Or the Earth's been hit. And Tripp's like, really? What happened, Dad? What went on over at Earth? And he says, they cut your beloved Florida in half, Tripsy.
Mm-hmm.
He says that.
You're going to be wrestling two halves of a state like a gator in summer.
Yep. They cut that thing in half like a catfish sandwich. You know what I'm talking about, boy?
And then the Suliban show up.
Yeah, they make haste back towards Earth. The Suliban show up, 8 Suliban no ships, care. And they grab Archer and they bring him aboard a ship, and they're like, you're going to meet this guy.
You got to talk to him. He wants to talk to you. Don't keep him waiting.
And Dad shows up, starts talking to this guy. He's like, who are you again? He's like, I'm the man. I'm the guy. He's like, oh, you're the cocksucker that's been giving me hell since the first day.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Correct.
But now, like Terminator 1 and Terminator 2, I will be your friend.
I want to help you because there is a miscegenator in the timeline. It was fine when we were fucking it up. This one's the worst.
Skynet.
It's Skynet.
It is Skynet.
Yeah, you know, it's great, dude. There's Suliban. There's Klingons.
Sarah
there's
Connor.
Some timey-wimey shit. Potential Zindi. It's all happening. All in the same fucking episode.
Timey-wimey shit. So the Suliban are like, look, we're going to shoot straight with you here, bro. There's some shit coming your way.
Uh-oh.
The people who attacked you, they're the Zindi.
They're the Zindi.
They're from the Delphic Expanse.
You'd think it was spelled with a Z, but it's an X because it's the future.
Cindy.
Shit.
Dated a girl named Cindy.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
They're coming from the Delphic Expanse. There's factions in the future, And this faction said that the Zindi are going to get killed in 400 years, so now they're going to come blow you up. Mm-hmm. And Archer says, mm-hmm. Why are you telling me all this? And we don't find out why.
And we don't.
Yeah. So
I wonder what the Zindi even look like.
Yeah. They kind of look ugly yeah. from the frozen one that we saw later. They, as they're making their way back to Earth, back on Kronos, the Klingons are like, okay, our plot to grab Archer and bring him back to Rurapente last episode didn't work. So you know what? We're going to send Duras out.
We're going to send the guy who was humiliated by Archer.
Remember him? The weapons master?
Idiot.
Former captain, now weapons master.
In your face, Duras.
Duras. Reclaim your honor.
Kappa!
I will not fail.
He fails.
He fucking fails.
He fails hard.
He gets so hard.
So hard.
And Duras takes pursuit of the Enterprise as the Enterprise enters our solar system, the Sol system. Mm-hmm. The Klingons show up and they start attacking. And Archer's like, oh my god, we're going to blow up. This is crazy. And out of nowhere, like four other Enterprise... Starfleet ships show up and tell these fuckers to take a hike. So that Duras.
Yeah, walk on.
Walk on.
Jog on.
You came to the wrong solar yeah. system, partner.
We're mugging you off, partner.
We're mugging you off. And Duras fucks off, and Archer gets a communique from one of the other ships, and he says, You don't seem like you've made friends with the Klingons. And Archer's like, it's a long story. And my question is, did he not tell them about this whole subplot thing? You know?
No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, maybe they haven't read his reports yet.
Okay.
I don't know. That's good. That's a great take.
I just imagine Dad back on board, you know, to Paul's like, should we tell Starfleet about this... You're a fugitive?
Trial?
No.
You're on
no.
the escape?
I'll tell them in my own time.
Oh, my God.
Could be starting a war between the humans and Klingons, but disregard that.
Next.
They finally make it back to Earth, and they find that Florida has been indeed cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
Tripp's sister has been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And... now the Vulcans and humans are at a crossroads.
Whoa.
Do we trust this person from the future? And do we send our best ship, our best crew out into the Delphic Expanse? Or do we just kind of wait here and bide our time?
What I say we send them.
I say we send them too. Vulcans don't agree.
Vulcans are pussies, dude. You know. Except for Spock.
And
T'Pol and her sweet body.
Sweet body. Dad says at one point, so you're going to send me out into the Delphic Expanse? Well, next thing you're going to tell me is I have to go into that unexplored Delta Quadrant. He doesn't say that.
Yuck.
But that's, I was kind of drawing parallels here between what I know about Voyager and this.
They get sent to the Delta Quadrant in the first episode on a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
Right? You tell me, I guess, for the next, like, 10 years traveling back across this fucking desolate part of the solar system?
There's people that don't know about us.
Yeah. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
The Enterprise is getting some upgrades.
Photon cannons.
They put some Gatling guns in the headlights. They put, like, tacks and marbles in the exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they put exploding pens in the office supply cabinet. Oh, hello, Zindi diplomat. Would you like to sign this treaty? Click, click. Oh, yeah, whammy.
Do you think Chef got some extra food?
He better. He better have.
I can't wait till you watch the last episode.
Well, we're getting there.
I know. It's so stupid. so stupid.
I'm interested to see what happens, because I know it ends better the episode previous.
The episode before, yeah. Anyway, meanwhile. My favorite line of this whole episode is when Saval's talking to T'Pol.
Yeah.
And he goes, you may find the job at the Ministry of Information refreshing. Couldn't sound more boring.
Right?
Although, I'm not going to lie, that sounds like a pretty cool job if I was...
The Ministry of Information in the Department of Data Analytics.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now it sounds boring.
Yeah.
How about that CGI Florida?
Look good. Just like Florida.
You could see the cigarette smoke. And the death.
I saw down in that little ravine, mm-hmm. I saw an old motorized wheelchair.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw in there? A giant pile of hanging chads.
Hanging chads.
Do you remember that?
Great reference, bro.
That's what...
fucking great reference.
That's what took the, you know, they buried him.
Yeah.
Only to be exposed in 21...
We'll just...
53.
We'll dig this hole here in Florida and... Put these hanging chads here.
Let Bush win.
Mm-hmm. It was an inside job. They...
Meanwhile...
Archer says, well, I'm ready to accept this mission. We're going to go into the Delphic Expanse. I want to do it. Let me ask my crew. And it seems like pretty much everybody's on board. Everybody wants to go rescue
humanity. Yeah, Dad. Whatever you say, Dad. We need to figure it out.
After some hard negotiations with the Vulcan High Council, Forrest relays to Dad that Starfleet tells me we're to proceed with the mission. And I said, woo!
Woo!
Give me two more seasons of this, baby.
That's it. Just two.
Just two. Man. Kind of sad. That it's going to end so soon.
Yeah. It should have gone 7. They should have done the right thing.
I like this crew.
That's a good crew.
Some of the writing has been...
Cheesy.
Somewhat cheesy.
Lame.
Yeah.
The original series was cheesy.
Yeah, it was.
Some of The Next Generation's cheesy.
The Next Generation, like, pretty much all the episodes touch on cheesy or stereotypical themes, but they do it in just such a nice way. That it takes away from that, you know?
Yeah, no, totally.
I think it may be Archer or...
Picard.
What's Archer's name? Bacula. I think it might be Bacula's overacting. That kind of
He's just a ham.
It sells it down the river.
Yeah, I know. He's such a ham. He should have just... He's a good CSI actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to meet him and be his friend.
I would too.
But when you compare him to Picard, it's like, oh.
Not even close.
That's right. He's like Shakespeare fucking trained.
Have we talked about what you find annoying about Scott Bakula?
Oh. His little. I don't think so.
His little.
So, yeah. So. At the end, you know how they, like, have a scene,
mm-hmm.
and Dad says something, and then it'll cut to a next scene,
mm-hmm.
With, like, a soft fade out?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he says something and it's going to be a soft fade out, he always starts moving his eyes to, like, look at the crew,
mm-hmm.
of the people making the show.
Right.
He breaks the character with his eyes, and it bugs the fuck out of me.
And I gotta say, that's so classic you, because I would never... have ever picked that up.
Because he's like, we gotta go. Looks over to the producer, you know, and you're like, wait, what the fuck are you looking at? There's no one in front of you, man.
But it's like a momentary thing. Like, his eyes just kind of flick over and then back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he's trying to get his cue. Like, oh, scene's not over yet.
Yeah. It bugs the fucking shit out of me.
I would have never noticed that ever.
Ever vigilant Zach doesn't like a lot of things. So, yeah, I mean, there you go.
There you go. They accept the mission.
Oh yeah, they go to the Delphic Expanse. Durdash shows up.
The Vulcans are kind of a little pensive. Ah, don't go into that Delphic Expanse. It's scary. Here, look at this. Look at this video of some Vulcans that went to the Delphic Expanse. Look at them. They went to the Delphic Expanse. They fell asleep, and then when they woke up, they were dead.
They were crazy.
And finally, we get to see the crew return to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Daniel, back at it with the space adventure. They head out. Duras pursues them into the Delphic Expanse, and there's a little bit of a skirmish.
A scuffle.
Dad uses the old L4 to B2.
Yeah, the old L4 maneuver, and they blow the fucking shit out of Duras.
They cream that Klingon cocksucker.
There you go.
And Dad tells him to go to hell at one point. He hails him.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, stop. We're going to apprehend you for the Klingon Empire. Go to hell.
Go to hell. And then they cut the transmission.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't care anymore. He's hurt, dude.
It's ice cold.
He's hurt.
Dad doesn't have time to quip with the Klingons anymore. He's got to get into the Delphic Expanse and figure out what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm. And then they go.
And then they go.
And then,
So this is what I guess we could call a second wind for Enterprise.
Yeah. The game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But the players are the same. It's gonna be fun, man.
And I didn't like Duras's shit, cause it stunk like shit.
I mean, you know,
Duras doesn't think his shit smells, but it smells like shit.
It's, yeah, he doesn't think his shit, he walks around like his shit doesn't stink, but his shit does stink, man.
It stinks like shit.
It stinks like shit. Yep. And
Zach and I love MacGruber.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen MacGruber, you gotta go watch MacGruber.
It's probably one of the funniest movies ever.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this has been the first two seasons of Star Trek Enterprise in 9 months. We did the first two seasons.
And we've been through almost 60 episodes now.
Yeah, almost 60.
So we're going, folks. We're trekking.
We're trekking through Trek one star at a time.
I can't wait to get to TOS and rip that awful show apart.
It's going to be good.
I can't wait to get to TNG and honor that show.
Yep.
Can't wait to get to DS9 and just tell you how horrible it is.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so bad.
And then Voyager. I can't wait to see more of my Borg friends.
Yeah, a lot of Borg.
Yeah.
A lot of Borg. But we're on our way. And Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
This is chronologically, this will probably be out when we get back from Thailand, right?
Yeah. Or like the day that we get back or something like that.
But this, in terms of us recording it, this is 3 days now before we go to Thailand.
Yeah.
So.
That, yeah.
We hope everybody had a nice holidays. And we'll see you when we get back.
Yeah. We'll give you a recap.
Yeah, we'll give you a recap.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.